I've missed more than 9,000 shots in my career. I've lost almost 300 games. 26 times I've been trusted to take the winning game shot and missed. I've failed over and over and over again in my life. And that is why I succeed. That is a famous quote by Michael Jordan. Probably you've heard it before, but I wanted to kick off today's podcast talking about perfectionism in athletes. And I wanted to lead with that quote because this is just the kind of attitude that you need to embrace if you're really going to hit the highest levels you can possibly attain in your sport or in business or in any part of your life. It's this concept of failing forward. And that's what I'm going to talk about today, how perfectionism gets in the way of your progress and your results. So perfectionism is something that athletes, all great athletes, suffer from. I think that a lot of people can relate to perfectionism, but I think athletes especially can relate to perfectionism because we are so hard on ourselves. And it's easy to be a perfectionist because it's the perfect, pardon the pun, excuse not to venture forth and risk things and get results because you're so afraid of failure. So let's delve into where perfectionism comes from. Let's demystify it. Let's pull back the veil on perfectionism so it's not this big scary monster that you have to have control your life. So perfectionism at its root comes from a fear of failure. Now everybody has their own fear of failure, their own version of it. Some people have a very intense fear of failure, therefore their perfectionism is stronger. So I can't make a mistake, so I'm not going to even try, I'm not going to even attempt, I'm not going to show up at that match, I'm not going to that race, I'm not going to take this risk, because if I fail, it's going to mean something horrible. Now again, that meaning is different and very unique to every individual. The fear of failure or the meaning of failure is really rooted in childhood, either through your parents or through teachers. Maybe you had a coach early on in your sporting career that was very critical, pointed out and never really praised you. That's going to instill probably a fear of failure and judgment. So it's really the meaning of the failure and not necessarily the failure itself. So what does failure mean to you? That is a great question. I would encourage you to lean into that fear and explore that. Because if you're a perfectionist, it's really a self-protective mechanism to keep you from feeling the emotions of failure. If failure means that there's something wrong with me for failing, or everyone's going to hate me if I fail, or everyone will remember forever my one failure and think about me all the time as a failure, well, then that's a pretty heavy trip to lay on yourself, and you might indulge in some perfectionism to avoid even taking risks. But even as I'm talking about this, you can see kind of how irrational some of these fears are. But when you're in it, when you're feeling the emotions, it can feel pretty real and scary. So again, it goes from failure, which is an objective event that happens, through this filter of meaning that we ascribe to the failure. So for one person, it could be, I learned something from that, not a big deal. The other filter in which it goes could end up being, oh, I am a failure. Personally, I'm a failure as a person, right? So depending on what kind of a filter you have for the outside event, depending on the kind of meaning that your filter has in it, you're going to get, as a consequence, different emotions that result coming out of this filter. So the emotions then cause a physiological response. So the end result in this physiological response can show up, again, in some of these sports like tennis and golf and baseball, you know, things like the yips or hesitation, or when you see basketball players when they can't make a free throw to save their life, this is the physiological response coming through, the meaning that is attached to the possible failure. People are focusing on the failure and really more so the meaning of that failure. So I want to offer you two solutions to perfectionism. Number one is countering perfectionism with positive self-talk. So if you are a perfectionist and you're not aware of your self-talk, I would encourage you, or even if you're not a perfectionist, I would encourage everybody, every athlete, every person listening to write down self-talk. Keep a self-talk journal for like a week and just have it old school pen and paper or use your phone or whatever. Just as negative self-talk comes up throughout the day, literally write it down and become aware of it so that when it does pop up, you can counter it with positive self-talk. Really looking objectively at the negative self-talk, and most of the time it is exaggerated, it's pretty negative, and you wouldn't say that to a friend. So you want to counter it with positive self-talk. So first solution for perfectionism is getting aware of the negative self-talk, literally writing it down, and get in the practice and habit of catching the negative in real time throughout the day and countering it with something that you might say to a good friend or positive self-talk. The second strategy or solution I have for perfectionism for you is this attitude of fail forward. And just like the Michael Jordan quote I gave you, his attitude of failing forward, you have to fail in order to succeed. Let me give you a couple more examples of some pretty high profile people who failed forward. And I think this might inspire you. So Tom Brady, arguably one of the best quarterbacks of all time. A lot of you might know the story. He was the number 199 pick in the sixth round of the 2000 NFL draft. Not so good. Definitely he was expecting a lot more and made him feel like quitting football, right? So like if you have these aspirations and that happens to you, what do you do, right? You can look at that as I'm a failure. I don't want to take any more risks. I want to play it safe. I want to be perfect. I'm going to go, you know, go to college instead. Nothing wrong with college. But if we're focusing on a talent like Tom Brady, right? He didn't waste his talent. He didn't cop out. He said, all right, I'm going to swallow my pride and keep marching forward. Another example is somebody you probably heard of, Oprah Winfrey. Okay, so she was fired from her first job as a news anchor in Baltimore. She'd worked hard to get the job, then she was fired. A lot of people might just give up and quit. They might say, you know what, you know, I made it at the big time for a little while, and then I got fired. Obviously, you know, it's really isn't meant for me. I don't want any imperfection in my life, so I'm going to choose a different career, which maybe is a little easier not to fail, right? So that could have been the problem, but Oprah didn't do that. She kept on going, obviously. Let me give you one more example from history. Probably, again, someone you've heard of, Abraham Lincoln. Okay, there's a lot about him. He's a really interesting person. A couple examples of failure in his life. So in the military, he was actually demoted from captain to private. So if you know anything about the military, that's maybe not a thing that you're proud of. Might make you want to quit. It's pretty humbling. He also ran a number of businesses, and they failed like numerous times. He had two different bankruptcies. He had numerous failed political campaigns. He suffered from bouts of depression, but this is someone who just kept going forward. He didn't quit. A lot of people would have quit after all of that. So in conclusion here, let me just say again, two solutions for perfectionism: positive self-talk, keeping this negative self-talk journal and countering it with positive self-talk. If you do this for a week, it's a game changer. Seriously, you're going to be so self-aware and you're going to be able to treat yourself like a friend and give yourself some more realistic positive self-talk. That's going to counter any perfectionistic traits where you're afraid to take risks. The second solution to perfectionism, as I said, is this attitude of failing forward. all of these historical figures that I mentioned, they all had these failures, and they actually realized that they have to fail in order to succeed. You just have to. It's like writer's block. There's this famous quote, I can't remember, I think it was Johnny Mercer, who was a great songwriter back in the 50s, and he was saying, write for the wastebasket. Like, literally, that your plan is, I'm going to write something crappy and just to get things flowing, because you have to do that. You have to start momentum, and then the good writing will slip through the cracks. So if you're an athlete listening to this, or anyone who's trying to accomplish something amazing in life, is that you have to fail. That's part of the process. So fail forward. Don't fail backwards, or don't fail stagnant. Just keep moving forward, and you're going to get there. You're going to get there. Okay. So I hope this helps you today. It's about perfectionism. It's honestly something that I've struggled with throughout my life. And I use these techniques to break through the barrier and get momentum going and get stuff done. Let me share one personal story here before we go. I was raised as a perfectionist. Especially playing sports. I had some really good coaches, but I think also maybe a couple coaches, or just sort of the cultural milieu of being brought up as an athlete, I was pretty hard on myself. And it wasn't until I had probably the biggest failure ever to date in my athletic career, in my cycling career. This was in Madison, Wisconsin. I was doing a bicycle race locally, and I was about to win the race. I was in a breakaway with another rider, and you couldn't have a more spectacular failure. And I'm actually kind of glad it happened. I'll tell you why. So in this race, I was just dominating. It's one of these things where you show up for a bike race or any kind of athletic event, and you go, yeah, I got this. Like, I totally got this. And I did, up until the very last corner of this bike race. I crashed in the very last corner. Fortunately, did not take out the other guy with me, but it was an epic, epic failure in front of my friends, my family. I could hear the crowd just kind of moaning, and just, it was brutal. It was probably one of the most embarrassing moments of my life. And I say I'm glad it happened early on in my cycling career, because it was like the worst, most embarrassing failure happened. And fortunately, I wasn't hurt too bad. And it just sort of gave me permission, like, well, I guess I got that out of the way, you know, in your hometown, crashing and burning. And after that, it actually, and to be honest, I kind of could have taken it two different ways. But I remember after that, deciding that I was going to even just leverage that. And I was 17 years old at the time, and I leveraged that. I said, I'm going to go fail forward. And I had some great races after that, kept on going. So if that helps you guys, everyone fails. I don't know anyone who hasn't. And people who don't fail are maybe, I don't know, not born, or they're dead, or they you know, stay inside of a hermetically sealed chamber or something like that. So get out there, take more risks. If you suffer from perfectionism, know that it's very common. There's nothing wrong with you. It's just some conditioning you've had earlier on in life, which means that the meaning that is ascribed to failure, people told you this probably, is like, it's such a big deal, and, you know, it's so embarrassing, and everybody thinks about you afterwards. No one's thinking about you. Everyone's worried about their own stuff, right? So go out there and fail. Just fail and get it over with. And chances are, if you keep showing up, you're also going to win, okay? So that is it, folks. Perfectionism is something that you can overcome. And this is Michael Seely in the Sports Psychology Podcast. And keep on leveling up in life.